Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, brewers of Goose IPA, Four Star Pils, Sophie Farmhouse Ale, and Bourbon County Brand Stout. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
This is Sound Opinions, and coming up, Greg, we are going to play music for going back to school. I said before I dread it. I don't really. I'm energized when I'm teaching at Columbia College Chicago. It's just that, you know, my birthday always falls around Labor Day. So ever since, like, a kindergarten at age 5, you know, my birthday is overshadowed by the looming dread of having to put the tie on again and go to class.
But first, we've got some new music to talk about.
We all know this is nothing.
That is a little bit of Call the Police from the fourth album by LCD Sound System, American Dream. LCD Sound System, yeah, they're back. Greg, it's no exaggeration to say that this was one of our favorite bands throughout the 2000s, formed in 2002 by a man who is multi-talented, James Murphy, multi-instrumentalist. He was an entrepreneur. He ran a great record label, Death From Above. He has produced many other artists, starting with Six Finger Satellite, continuing on to the likes of Arcade Fire, David Bowie, the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Pulp, and he led this band, LCD Sound System. LCD Sound System, in its first incarnation, released 3 albums. The second one was Sound of Silver, and This Is Happening. And then, with considerable fanfare in 2011, they announced that they were disbanding. Big show saying goodbye at Madison Square Garden, a documentary film, and a live album followed. Now they're back. Oh boy, James Murphy's back. What are they giving us? Let's play a track from this album. It's called Tonight, and then we'll give our reviews of American Dream by LCD Sound System on Sound Opinions.
Everybody sing the same song. It goes tonight, 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 tonight. I never realized tonight. These artists thought so much about dying. But truth be told, we all have the same end. Could make you cry, 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 cry. But I'm telling you, this is the best news you're getting all week. Oh, sure, it's ruling the airwaves. What remains of the airwaves? And we're frankly thankful for the market psychology you're hipping us to. But all the hits are saying the same thing. There's only tonight, 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 tonight. Man, life is finite, but it feels like forever. It feels like forever.
That is Tonight from LCD Sound System, the comeback record, American Dream. You know, usually when you say comeback record, Jim, it's usually not a good sign. Most bands do not deliver a record that is in keeping with the records they made back when they were together the first time.
Yeah.
My skepticism about this record carried over through the first couple of singles that I was hearing. I wasn't really hearing the singles as great new additions to the catalog. But now that I've heard the whole album, it strikes me as their most emotional work yet. It is the first true album that they've made in terms of it works like an album. I think the first 3 records in their catalog are essentially collections of singles. Now, they were crafting the sequencing in a way that worked, you know, album length. But here's an album that I think from beginning to end was meant to work together. And in that context, there's a darkness, a sadness, there's an eeriness, kind of a haunted quality about this record. There's an emotional quality to James Murphy's singing. I think he was very underrated as a singer. Nobody thought he could actually sing.
He had a little bit of the crooner
in
him, yeah.
But there's more of that quality on this record than ever before. There's some tenderness in those vocals and also an ache. I think this guy is dealing with a couple of things. There was some kind of a bad breakup, maybe leading to some sort of a crack up. And there's also this whole mortality thing. James Murphy's getting older, and he's reminding us, I'm not what I used to be.
You know, he's not Leonard Cohen age. He's 47.
Yeah, but you know, we all hit a particular stage in our life where we start thinking about that, and he's obviously at that point. That said, it's not a downer of a record. I think the keyboards, the way the keyboards are orchestrated, the way the percussion is orchestrated, they have a great sense of polyrhythmic vibe about this record. And there are a few singles, like Tonight I think is one of their best singles. I think that's one of the great tracks that'll hold up alongside their more catchy material. But to me, it's the emotional center of this record is the ballads, the longer tracks, the electronic tracks. Some people aren't going to like it at all because they want up-tempo LCD sound system.
When you stop talking, I'll tell you why I'm one of them.
I love this record. It's a buy it for me.
It's a trash it. It's a trash it, Craig, and it pains me to say that. I went back to our best of list throughout the 2000s. Quite clearly, you and I both thought LCD Sound System was one of the most important bands of the 2000s. They seem enervated here. You know, this business of a 47-year-old man being so down about getting old, I mean, give me a break. I think most of the tempo on this record until the final third is very much in the mode of New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Except that was a great song and a very funny song. James Murphy is losing his sense of humor. He's losing his edge, to cite his own phrase. You know, the grooves, I don't hear these polyrhythms you're talking about. I think something like Emotional Haircut is just clunky. Are not as intense. The synthesizer sounds, the danceability, and all this business of being, old and tired and whining about it. Ultimately, though, there's just no songs.
There are no songs here.
And I will never listen to this record again for pleasure, which I can't imagine saying about the first three LCD Sound Systems. So you're a buy it. I'm a trash it. I'm sorry.
The dimples on your bottom. Shake it. Let me see you dance with your girlfriend. Let me see you dance.
I don't think it's unforgivable. Hear me knocking at your front door. Let me and my lover in.
That is a track called Prelude from the new, not so new Van Hunt record called Popular. Let me explain what I mean by that.
It's a backstory.
This is a record that was originally intended to be released in 2008. It did not come out as intended. It is finally out now. The record company that rejected it in 2008 has decided to put it out in 2017. There's a regime change at that record label, a new boss. Artists were leaving the label. If you weren't cutting hits, you weren't getting a chance to make records at that time. Van Hunt was one of the casualties. Now with Don Was as the president of Blue Note since 2012, a new regime there and a more enlightened attitude, shall we say, towards the art of Van Hunt. That's why this record is being released now. Van Hunt, he started out as a songwriter, contributing to 90s, early 2000s hits by artists like Dion Ferris and Joy and Cree Summer and Rashawn Patterson, and then started a solo career. First couple of records were very well received, kind of a neo-soul vibe there, but it was that third record that was a stickler, Popular, got him kicked off the label. He followed up with a very strong independent release in 2011 called What Were You Hoping For, and then a fifth studio album in 2015, The Fun Rises, The Fun Sets. finally popular, being released in the context of those two well-received records as a record that sort of fits in with those very nicely. Here's a track from Popular. It's called Turn My TV On from Van Hunt on Sound Opinions.
Turn My TV On, kind of a punkish track from Van Hunt's previously unreleased Popular. You know, Greg, just the fact that it did not come out, we had gotten advances of it back in 2008. Yep. We reviewed it, and we both gave it an enthusiastic double buy it. One of our producers, Ayanna Contreras, is also a big Van Hunt fan, as we are, and said, why don't you boys go back to it and see if it holds up? I think, if anything, it was ahead of its time in 2008, and it still sounds absolutely fresh and current if we put it beside other genre-blending maestros of R&B today, like Frank Ocean or Kendrick Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
It will not be confined to one genre. There are acoustic folk songs here. There are hot and horny, funkadelic-type jams. I love how you left out the parenthetical. You know, the song is called Prelude, Greg, and in parentheses, the dimples on your bottom. You know, that is a funkadelic, nasty kind of groove. I had made this point when we first reviewed the album that Van Hunt talks a lot about sex, but it is not with a disrespect toward women. It is with kind of an eye turning inward toward, I am ready to go, but I don't want to be toxic masculine, sexist, right? And sometimes he winds up crushed by his own desires and sort of paralyzed. He sings, people outside make me scared, so I stay in my room in my underwear at one point here. I think his musical vision, his lyrical honesty, and just the sheer adventurousness of this music. I said it was a buy it back then. I stand by that now. It's a great record. In the others he's given us, if we listen from beginning to end, we'll see an incredible evolution for this artist.
You know what I'm seeing here, Jim, is a Freudian take on Prince's Dirty Mind record. I mean, there's a psychoanalysis going on here. This, you know, Prince was just jumping into everything he could possibly taste, smell,
no apologies,
feel.
Take no prisoners.
And it was wonderful. It was kind of liberating. Van Hunt is wrestling with some of these issues. In fact, in one song he's talking about, jump on the ground and wrestle with my shame because I don't want to hide behind anything. You know, he recognizes these impulses, but he feels ashamed of some of them. You know, how do you deal with this? It's a very explicit record in that regard.
He's angry at a woman in many of these songs in the same way that Marvin Gaye was in Hear My Dear.
Yeah.
And then he's guilty that he's angry, but music is the outlet to express these feelings.
I like the idea that it's a record about sex that's not a slow jam record. You know, I mentioned Dirty Mind. It's more of an avant-garde record than that. He's blending all these styles of music together that don't belong together. So on a musical level, it's a very adventurous record in the same way that his language is adventurous and exploratory. Let's see what's over that horizon.
Yeah.
Let's see where we can take this. So, you know, Turn My TV On, you know, that's a punky track with falsetto vocals that you'd normally hear in a soul track. I love the way the horns are used on this record. He peppers a song like Prelude that we played at the top with a lot of that. You know, a song like The Lowest One of My Desires. You know, you just immediately want to hear a track that announces that.
The lowest one of my desires is the only one I need.
This is a record, Jim. totally contemporary and totally of the moment. It's a buy-it record still.
So that's four buy-its, Greg. We gave it two back in 2008. We're giving it two now, and this time you actually can buy it. But what do you think? Give us a call and leave a message on our hotline at 888-859-1800 or connect with us through Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. When we come back from a short break, we'll give you the only playlist you'll need for going back to school in the fall of 2017. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.